好，我哋下一个议程，下一议程 number four。咁呢个系关于一个启德嘅 rezoning application， 系由 Designing Hong Kong Limited， 即系向城规会提出嘅。咁呢个系一个 section 12A 嘅 application 啦。咁就关于系即系 Designing Hong Kong 建议系要将嗰个四个 location， 启德嘅四个 location 由 open space 同埋 open space two 去到即系。OU, other specified use, annotated, waterfront related, commercial, recreation and leisure use zone。咁Designing Hong Kong 係即係要求呢係同 Task Force 呢 present 佢嗰個嘅建議嘅。咁這個 application 即本身就是入了城規會，不過呢就是申請人是 defer 了啦。咁這個application 就會在三個月內呢是再交由城規會去再去審批嘅。好，咁你 present 嘅就係Designing Hong Kong Limited 嘅Paul Zimmerman 啦，同埋 Mr. Samuel Wong 嚇。好，咁Joanna 喺咩度啊？
係佢係 online 嘅。
OK。係，有冇人需要 declare interest？ 冇，咁Joanna 係咪喺度啊？Joanna， DPO Kowloon，
我喺度啊。
系
，Hello， 系，
系，咁会得嗱，我哋先由Designing Hong Kong Limited presenter 去 present 咗佢个呢個 presentation 之後，我哋再請阿 Joanna 去講翻嗰個 planning intention 嗰啲資料for members reference 好嘛？咁我交俾阿 Paul 先啦 ，Paul， you can start now。
Yeah， just one second for the screen to go up。Okay， it's on。Okay, Bryn Kitek, Designing Hong Kong has made this submission. It's based on experience with the Kitek plan since 2004 and the planning in 2006. So I'm seeing if this works. Yeah, it works. I'm not going to go into Designing Hong Kong. Most of you know us quite well, but we're in a local NGO. We have absolutely no financial benefit or interest in any of these projects that we do. It's done for the good of the community. The government has always said that we want a distinguished, vibrant, attractive, people-oriented Kai Tak by Victoria Harbour. That's the objective. That's what we're trying to achieve. Part of that is celebrating the views, and we always show pictures of people on the water. So we have already in 2006. During the public consultation, the second Kai Tak Forum, people asked things like give priority to the harbourfront dependent users, people that are dependent on the water, to preserve the water-based recreation, to request for provision of marine-related. I mean, this is not the first time that this is being asked. So there have been proposals from the public, including using this entire distance for a world-class regatta space. The length is there, and as you can see on the top right corner, the very thin black lines, you can actually get an officially Olympic racing track here. It's flat water, and it's entirely suitable for that purpose. So there's other people that have made submissions for a marina space. So there's always this quest for using that water, including by government, when the government issued the request for proposals for the Kaitak fantasy, again, there is always this water-related activity and an active waterfront that we show to the public. And the one that won is the one here on the top left, the waterland. These are the kind of proposals that inspire, that the public comes back with, and that the government likes to see. So we try to achieve that too. Now, the water quality, sometimes it's being brought up. The water quality is going to be fantastic. It is a question of whether we're going to make sure that the inflow of water is controlled. One, from the Shatin sewage treatment plant. What are the requirements that government sets for that plant? If the water quality that comes out of the Shatin sewage treatment plant is of high quality, we're not going to have a lot of problems here. So it's a matter of setting that requirement. The other one, the other inflow of water is from some drainage channels, but we are going to collect that through dry weather interflow system, and we have a proposed pipe that goes out through the outside and flushes directly in the harbour. These are the proposals the government has come up with to make sure that the water is clean. It's a matter of setting the objective clearly, that people can use this for water sports activities. So if this is what we want to do, then let's set the objectives and design and produce the utilities for it. So these are the plans that are there to get the interceptors in place. And so the other issue is then for drainage service to make sure that the upstream expedient connections are resolved, monitoring that and pursuing these people that pump in. Now, if you go to the site right now, you can see the enormous expanse of this water. 200 meters wide, it is a massive piece of water, and if this is just dead water, then that is a loss of public space. So the question is whether this water can be activated and that people can use this. You can see here the dimensions again of the distances. So when we look at the drawings from government, we can see that we're not expecting a lot of activity on the water. We design for the land, we kind of tend to forget how to design for the water and how to include the water in as make it active. This water is unique because it's in a typhoon shelter and it's sheltered, it's flat water. There is not much flat water in the harbour. Most of the water in the harbour will be unsafe for like water sports activities like canoeing for just the general public to enjoy it. This water is flat, it's fully protected, it's sheltered. We can get anybody on the water. The distances are short. Getting people out of boats and onto the land is a short distance. It's safe. So it's an interesting space to work with if we can make it available to the public. However, when we look along the waterfront and the red dotted area, there is absolutely no activation. The children's hospital doesn't activate the water. The hospital we're building next to it doesn't activate the water. And the entire waterfront behind the buildings on the North Shore, as we have seen from the earlier presentation and last, is not going to activate the water. We're actually talking about the tranquil space around the tranquil waters of the typhoon shelter. Well, why? Why should this be a tranquil space? This is an incredibly useful space. So we're looking at these design plans that are there in place. It's all like It's stone and seating and tree and vegetation, but that's it. There is no activation. It's basically a garden planting of the waterfront, but there is no activation of this space here. There is no activation along this space except from the North Shore, where actually there is outdoor seating, there is a market space, there is some activity, but on the approach channel there is nothing going on. So we have looked at those plans and you can just find very limited activation of the water. And that to us is a concern because that is a real missed opportunity. And the missed opportunity is, I think, if you compare this water body with the in Singapore, Marina Bay, and you compare it with Darling Harbour, and you compare the sizes of these water bodies and the distances in these water bodies, and you can see that it's very, very similar. But what their waterfronts, they look like this. There is an interaction between the water and the land. There's lots of people. It's designed for active use. There's lots of people that are going there doing all kinds of activities. And they can enjoy those waters. you can go to Toto Japan, people getting on and off the water. This is as an example. What does a boat club look like? Well, bars and restaurants and storage space and a meeting room. And so it's not a complicated facility to provide a place where people can eat and drink and sit outside and have storage of water sports equipment. But we then have to make sure that they can be designed in and be operated. We have them in Hong Kong. This is one at Stanley Main Beach. We have them in Sha Tin Sheng Lun River. So this is the yacht club on Middle Island. I mean, these structures are not complicated, but they're well-designed, integrated facilities, shower, storage space, and repair room, bars and restaurants, so they can actually generate revenue to actually operate the place properly. We can also look at other waterfronts, like the Sai Kung waterfront, where we have an active waterfront. We can look at Discovery Bay waterfront, where, again, this proximity of F&B and the connection between that and directly water rotor is active and is vibrant, and therefore it makes a great space. So we don't have to go far to see and learn what can work. In zoning, we've done it. Wan Chai, we've zoned OU, and we did that for very specific reasons. Because if it's O, we're limited. We're limited by floor space, we're limited by the disposal, we're limited by how LCSD responds to it. We're very limited. We therefore purposely did this. After long discussions, government and town planning board and everybody agreed that this was a good mechanism of allocating these OU spaces on the waterfront. We also have them at Kai Tak, at the dining cove. The same, for the same reason. We have thought about this before. You want a semi-commercial operation, food and beverage on the waterfront with a reasonable footprint that you can let out to an operator, then this OU zoning works. So that's why we have decided to go for it. Now, our proposal is 4 activity centers along the Kai Tak Channel where currently there's nothing. One at the head, 2 at the between the sports park and the water, and then one on the corner of the typhoon shelter and the Kai Tak Channel. Now, let's go in detail look at this. This is an activity zone. And look at the distance between this and sensitive receivers for noise. This is surrounded by roads and a commercial building and parks and sports stadium. You're far away from people's bedrooms. People can party here and nobody wakes up. I mean, you can have an active zone there. Right now, there is absolutely nothing planned for this area. So if you look at this and you look and see the distance between the sports stadium and the waterfront, and you see the roads around it, and knowing that there is that yellow line, these kind of bicycle tracks and footpaths that get to this point, this is the first point of arrival. When you come from the residential zone, you come from Tok Kwa Wan, this is the first area where you come, where you land at this beautiful water, this long river. It's an arrival point. It's also your last point when you leave, on your bicycle, on the foot. This is a fantastic viewpoint. You can go there. And so why not have food and beverage there? Why not have where you can fix your bike and you can go on the water and you can enjoy it, you can put a pontoon and have a party? This is a good space to do that. So so this is what we propose for as an activity center. So water sports, observation deck, eating place, watchtower, you can have lots of facilities in this unit, in this location. These two locations above the deck for the underpass, for the road, they would connect the metro park with the water. And when you do that, you basically almost double the size of public open space. Because the water now becomes an usable active space. So instead of only having your metro park, you create your metro park with the channel available. And in these units, you can have the bars and restaurants in your changing rooms, they can use for the park and you can use them for the water. They can face both sides and they can basically be a real point where people can go. Easily accessible, there's a road access just next to it. So that's there, we're proposing these functions. Again, food and beverage, observation deck, bicycle rental, changing and shower facilities and so on. It's both serving both the park and the water. This activity center is on the corner of the typhoon shelter. This area is designated. for water sports support. It would be one of the many spots around this. So we have the former fire station, the hotel site. I hope would have a waterfront facing active, not just a back door like the residential properties. Then on the, you know, I put in a vision area for that water spawns drop off landing spot that CDD has just proposed to. And then you have the vessel on the Kung Trong Promenade. So you have a real possibility to get here as a zone where things work together, where you can be on one side and look at the other side and you can see, you know, you can talk to your friends, where are you going to be around this water? And you can navigate between those different areas. So we think that this is a very important site. This is the actual location for site 4. This is the current state. So government, this one, you know, we've seen the proposal on CD. This is really a landing. It has no facility. There's a toilet facility up there, and maybe there's going to be a rack for canoes. But otherwise, this is not a activity center. This is a place where the guys can put some storage there. But again, I'd love to see what CDD has for the STT, what you're going to allow to happen there, and what the activities is we'd like to happen there. But I'm going to say, we're very happy with this, but it's a limited function. The access is extremely complicated. There is just one staircase into the site, and there is a landing and a slipway to the water. So it's an extremely limited site in functionality. And at this one, Water Sports Council is working on this, and hopefully one day it will be approved. It's been several years now for them to make this proposal. Will be some storage space, and it has a management office in that. But there is basically a kiosk, maybe not for no food or beverage. None of this. This exists as the vessel on the Kung Trong Promenade. So again, this is probably the most successful space that vessel has, the bar restaurant. The other ones are closed. Most of the time when you go, they're closed. This one is always active. There are always people there. It's well used. Food and beverage on it works on the waterfront. So that's for site 4 that we're proposing. So we think that's a very, and then people say, okay, then where are you going to walk? Well, you walk around the front, but cycling is on the back. So the main passageway is on the back. This one you need waterfront access, but people can sit there, you can walk there, it's not closed, but you have your main passageway on the back, which we don't think is a problem. So I've mentioned this, an alternative management mode, relaxation of building height, allowing bigger footprint, greater flexibility of using and activities, an OU zone. We've discussed it for many, many years. This Harbourfront Commission has decided that we're going to use OU in Wan Chai and in places at Kai Tak. We have agreed with the town planning to do it. The town planning board is going to do it. So we're just following through on the same thinking to put that here too. So that's the proposal that we have. And I hope we can have your support for that. Just finally, I noticed that in the early discussion as well, I always bring this up, the number of landing points. If you want to get people on and off the water, the black ones are existing. The black ones with a red dot, we understand that CDD from their paper today is considering, and the red ones don't exist. And in this density of landings, if you compare that with Shao Kei 1 Typhoon Shelter, Shao Kei 1 Typhoon Shelter is about every 100 meters there's a landing step for that use. Here, this is more than 200 meters. I mean, so we're not. It looks very dense here with these big red stars, but in fact, the distances are long. And if you want to have people on and off the water and using the water, we need landing steps. People can get in and out of the water. If something might happen, you have an emergency exit, basically. And those landing steps we can put in now without too many problems. If we don't do it, and we don't put the facilities, we don't put the landing steps, we're going to have a dead water body in the harbour. The most expensive this area in Hong Kong, but you cannot really use it. What a shame that would be. So we hope we can have an active these active nodes around the approach center. That's the proposal that we put into town planning board, and we hope to have your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, for the presentation. I understand. 我知道 Joanna 佢都會俾一啲回應先嘅，係咪？即係 from 個 planning department 嗰個對於嗰個呢個建議嘅有一個回應，係咪？阿 Joanna，
好啊，主席唔該曬，你聽到係咪啊？
聽到
。咁我諗咧，即係我哋即係唔會特別 cast 一個 view 啦，喺呢一個場合裏面啦。咁但係我諗我都想解釋翻咧，即係而家現時我哋嗰個 OECP 嗰個 planning intention 啦。咁其實咧，即係如果係話啲水上活動啊，同埋嗰啲 sports and recreation facilities， 其實喺啟德咧，不嬲咧都係一個我哋覺得係需要提倡嘅一樣嘢嚟嘅。咁亦都咧係因為咁樣樣咧，其實喺啟德呢一度咧，呢個 open space 咧，其實佢嗰個即係佢嗰個 zoning 裏邊嗰啲 uses 咧係好特別嘅，係同其他嘅 OECP 係唔同嘅。咁係因為咧喺2017年嘅時候咧，其實城規會咧去睇翻一啲 representations 嘅時候，亦都係就住咧，當時咧有一啲嘅 representatives 咧係提出就係話係應該去 promote 呢一個嘅water sports 嘅 activities。咁所以咧頭先阿 Paul 喺佢其中一張 slide 都有 show 過嘅，就係咧我哋喺呢個 open space 裏面咧，其實我哋喺個 common one use 裏面咧係 allow 咗咧就係 water sports 嘅activities 咧，其實係 common one use 嘅，即係所以咧係隨時即係佢係可以。Water sports and water recreation 其實呢樣嘢咧係可以喺呢個 open space 裏面咧係 always permitted 嘅一個 use 嘅。咁其實如果我哋睇翻咧，就係話喺呢一個申請裏面啦，咁其實佢哋想做嘅 activities 係啲乜嘢嘢啦？其實嗱，譬如佢最主要講咧啲 water sports 啦，譬如啲 observation deck 或者 storage areas 呢啲，其實都會係一啲 column one 嘅 use 啦。咁或者係譬如話有提過啲 shower、changing rooms 呢啲，都會係一個 column one 嘅 use 嚟嘅。咁即係話喺我哋個圖本身咧，根本已經係容許咗去做呢樣嘢。咁譬如話佢亦都有一啲譬如 bicycle rental 啦，咁其實呢啲都會係 open space 嘅 ancillary use， 亦都係張圖嘅 open space 裏面係容許嘅。咁唯一一樣嘢咧，就係應該係個 eating place 啊。咁 eating place 咧喺 open space 裏面咧係可以用一個 section 16嘅形式咧去申請嘅。咁所以變咗即係我諗我係解翻喺個 OECP 嘅層面底下咧，其實都係已經係有一個 mechanism 去容許咧阿 Paul 頭先講嘅嘢去發生。咁佢唔會係喺嗰四個地方咯。咁但係其實當時咧城規會咧去考慮將呢一個open space 嗰、那個column one use 咧去咁特別咁去擺咧，其實亦都係希望咧係容許一個 flexibility， 即係話喺個 location wise 咧係可以係即係 more flexible 嘅咁樣嚇。主席，我想解釋就係咁多。
好，唔該曬 Joanna。Yes.
Question to Joanna. I would like to clarify with Joanna the site boundaries on those four locations that you might want to dispose to, for such commercial, semi-commercial operations. I mean, currently it's a zone that goes continuous. There is no identification of any sites. So the advantage of this proposal is that the site is identified clearly with a clear purpose and a clear range of users and a clear intent.Which currently is not in the open space. It's just very large open space entirely in your zoning. There's no such designation.
Oh, thank you. 聽到。我想睇下委員有冇 comment 關於即係呢個地方或者 Paul 提出嗰個嘅proposal。Ivan，
主席。我呢個問題咧，就其實都唔知算係阿 Paul Design Hong Kong 呢張 paper 定係上一張 paper 上一個 item。其實喺上一個 item， 阿 Paul 提咗一個好 sensible 嘅 question， 咁但係就個討論就輕輕帶過。咁我再 refer 翻，我想問一問 Plan D 啊，真係4B2、4B3、4B4 ，which is 係 in close proximity to 而家我哋建議緊有個 water spot 落水點。咁就阿 Paul 問個問題就話，如果嗰度嘅居民佢鍾意爬下獨木舟啊、撐下艇啊，咁呢啲咁嘅玻璃纖維的獨木舟艇點樣攞返去佢個 site 可以做 storage？ 嗱，我個問題就係，譬如而家 4B2、4B3、4B4 喺 Plan D 嘅立場，呢啲咁嘅 storage 喺個 site 裏面是不是可以做到是一個 exempted floor area for 呢啲 resident 可以 store 呢啲咁嘅 canoe 啊、水上活動嘅器材等等，等同你 exempt 咗嘅 car park from GFA。咁因為如果你冇呢個 exemption 咧，你話係 column one 咧就冇意思嘅，因為要 developer 去 計入去嘅 GFA 去俾呢啲 area 出嚟做 storage 咧，就唔會做嘅。咁所以我想了解一下啫，即係 as a main item follow up to 頭先嘅 discussion， 即係我哋喺 planning 上邊或者喺成個審批過程，有冇製造到啲客觀環境係鼓勵住喺嗰度嘅居民係多啲機會去真係做多啲水上活動嘅？唔該，主席。
好，唔該。我睇睇聽有冇其他委員有問題或者係意見。冇，咁邊有冇人可以答到啊 ？Ivan 頭先嗰個問題咧？嗰塊地，
我可以 clarify 翻頭先咧，我講嗰樣嘢係話喺個 open space 裡面咧，嗰、那個嗰啲，譬如話你而家講緊嗰啲 storage 咧，其實佢就 column one use， 咁就係就唔係講緊喺嗰個 RB 松裡面係唔係有一啲 GFA 係容許呢樣嘢咯？咁呢個就唔係喺我哋嗰、那個planning regime 裡面有提到有啲 exemptions 啦咁樣樣。
嗯，明白，係。即係你而家賣一塊地俾啲發展商，佢都唔會無啦啦同你攞啲面積去起個，即係我直覺上嘅理解啊，嚇無啦啦好地地一塊地，佢無啦啦會挖一忽出嚟去同你拍獨木舟嘅啦，咁都係叫啲人拎翻屋企嘅啫，嚇不過屋企又冇咁大而家嚇，咁。即係唔係呢個都係我相信係既定事實嚟嘅，係既定事實嚟嘅嚇。咁啊，即係話如果要有呢啲咁樣嘅拍，即係你始終到最後都係一個管理嘅問題，即係邊個去 operate 同埋 manage 嗰啲咁嘅 sports facility， 佢管理者佢需要有岸上設施啦。是去即係作為呢一啲水上活動嘅設備嘅一啲儲存嚇、啊，或者你啲人落水都要有個即係有個竇嘅，即係佢唔會無啦啦喺水上面出現噶嘛。咁佢一定喺陸上邊經過陸上邊去換咗衫，或者係去即係執咗隻艇咁，佢先至落到水嘅。咁其實即係呢個係嗰個水陸。的即是土地用途那個配合來的。那就是說這些東西似乎就不會在那幾個已經賣出了的 residential site 裡面發生，而可能發生的地方就只會是在一些現在鬆了做 open space 的一些用地，去將來即係睇下點樣樣同嗰個管理者或者係去劃翻個地界出嚟嚇、啊，去做。咁我嘅理解就係規劃上面就規劃土地用途嘅，即係規劃就好少話規劃即係呢個用途裡面去呢一框呢、這個框框就係佢嘅，呢、這個框框就係佢嘅，即係嗰個又係即係另外一個 administration 嚟嘅嚇，即係你框咗成個街區係一個 residential zone 都唔等於即係嗰個框裡面全部都係屬於同一個 owner 咁啊。咁所以即係呢個係我自己嗰個理解啦。咁我睇下其他委員有冇意見，在席嘅委員係。咁嗱，大家冇意見啦。其實我聽到即係坡提議嘅土地用途同埋成個啟德願景，其實就同我哋一路咁多年傾嘅嘢咧，係一啲矛盾都冇嚇。咁而家嗰個問題似乎就去咗一個即係喺 OECD 嗰個鬆明嗰個技術上嘅問題。而我聽到阿 Joanna 所講嘅就係話，喂，其實而家就算 keep 嗰個鬆明 O。都冇嘢係阻礙，即係你阿坡，即係都同 Harbour Commission work 咗咁耐，其實大家都 share 一啲共同嘅願景，咁但係嗰兩樣嘢又冇矛盾喎，嚇、啊，咁我哋而家唔知點啦，即係我哋其實對於阿坡 嗰個精神咧，嚇精神係完全 support align 同埋支持嚇。咁你點樣樣喺個 O 而 set P 嗰度 process 咧？我唔覺得我哋喺依度有需要參與任何嘅意見，我諗交翻俾規劃署同埋城規會去決定嚇。咁、anyway， 你到最後，我覺得到最後其實都係究竟你嗰個邊個去做管理，嗰、那個管理者係點做？咁其實呢樣嘢，我覺得喺 Harbourfront Commission 入面其實係可以繼續跟進嘅，即係你個 Metro Park 想點用啊？後面啲公共空間點樣用？其實我哋係可以繼續跟進，正如我哋同時可以，我哋同時係繼續跟進緊香港島嗰邊嗰、那個 water sport centre， 即係嗰忽地係點樣去使用一樣啫嘛嚇。咁、啊、所以我唔知道即係我嘅理解有冇錯誤，但係即係 at least 呢個都係即係即係我自己個人嘅一啲睇法咯嚇。
No, thank you very much, Chairman. I'm glad to have support on the, in principle, on these users, but you know, how to execute them, which is exactly the issue. We have discussed this same idea since 2006. Yeah. You and I have been here for more than 15 years, Chairman.
Getting old.
I know. We have had the same discussions. It is just not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening in any of the plans. CDD's plans for the waterfront does not include any such active users. LCSD is not promoting this and not suggesting that we're going to have three or four commercial, semi-commercial operations on the waterfront in their open space. They are not. So unless we designate these areas, and we have very carefully identified those areas, site one right at the head of the approach tunnel, the most beautiful spot. And I've been inside the building that's burned out, where you can actually have the old fire station, you have a look over the channel. It is a beautiful spot. Then opposite, the connection between the Metro Park and the waterfront, where the whole thing can basically bring the both together. The users of both sides can come together into this node, becomes a node, an activity node. And then the corner of the typhoon shelter and the approach channel. Again, it's a critical point. And we picked those very specifically because they're going to be attractive for people to have these facilities. They're going to be there walking, they're going to arrive on bicycle, they can be there coming by boat. So these are important points. Either we activate them or we have a stone plaza or a arbor or a seating, but there's no action. And, you know, then this beautiful water that we have is basically wasted. So I hope that in addition to your support in principle, if you say, well, I don't know which one is the best solution, well, either then have this or then somebody in government has to come back with an active proposal that achieves the same. If you say we support the principle that we like to see these activities and these kind of users there, we're not sure if this is the town planning solution, but then government must respond to this conclusion from you, Chairman, with an alternative proposal how this is going to be achieved. Because just saying, oh, it's possible, Joanne is not going to go further than that. Joanne is not going to draw a box there and put a tender out for people to get this site. She's not. She doesn't even have a line on the paper showing this location. These locations we have identified, there is no designated line. So I really hope that somebody can, either one way or the other, you know, your principal support is fantastic, but who's going to do it?
好啊好啊，主席其實都聽到成個委員會啦，阿波啦，主席你啦，就對於啟德，尤其是而家講嗰四個用地嘅熱切嘅期望嘅，知道大家都喺度做咗好多年，好慾緊嘅。咁我相信大家都會同意、就係有時機依樣嘢。咁可能而家未係最好嘅時機，咁而用呢個嘅即係 outline zoning plan 呢個制度未必可以做到幫手發揮到大家想達到嗰個願景，但係唔緊要嘅。今日嗰個會議係會有會議嘅記錄，咁我可以喺度即係代表政府講一句人哋未必可以幫手做到，但係委員會而家你哋係有60 億元嘅撥款，你哋有好多嘅 project， 其中一個係 Metro Park， 嗰個係under 自己嘅手，自己可以控制嗰個範圍裏面嘅內容。咁依個係提供咗個契機，將來我哋可以利用 Metro Park 嗰個 project， 將嗰個嘅 site area 個範圍劃埋而家阿 Paul 講嗰四粒嘅用地，裏面嗰啲嘅即係發展啊、詳情啊，我哋可以參考阿 Paul 而家講嗰啲嘅細節。可以將我今日依個嘅諗法寫落去會議記錄嗰度，再由委員會同埋 Harbour Office 一直去跟進。咁希望咁樣可以俾到大啲嘅 reassurance 大家。咁遲啲有詳情可以再翻嚟同大家交代啦。
係 ，I think this is already very assuring. Ivan，
主席，Paul 嘅 frustration 我完全理解。但是現在 Paul 他們是做緊，即係 Designing Hong Kong 是做緊一個 Session 12 application to Town Planning Board， 咁而決定或者嗰個行政個真正個權利嗰個 authority for OSAP plan 咧就 from Town Planning Board。
嗯，
我諗就我哋 Harbourfront Commission 只能夠反映翻我哋嘅願景同埋我哋嘅支持。但我想我們就很難說去超越了這條紅線，就踏入去 interfere 它的 OSAP plan 的制定。尤其是我個人都理解 Town Planning Board 裡面的討論就不像我們這個委員會很奇特的，他們會討論一些差餉啊、地税啊，這些會不會影響個決定的。所以呢就我覺得我們剛才Secretary 的回應呢我是同意，但是我就行多步，我想請 Secretary 可不可以在這個 Task Force 定期匯報回給委員知個進度或者個情形，咁就唔希望話放低咗之後好似我哋口講支持阿 Paul 呢個建議，咁但係就講完之後就我哋冇一啲實質嘅行動幫手去真係優化我哋呢個啟德呢個海濱嘅地域啊。唔該主席。
明白。主席做一個綜合的 recommendation， 其實都要平衡，即係聽了咁多的意見，其實我而家睇唔到任何，即係不論是規劃署或者是 Harbourfront Commission 或者是個 proponent 之間有任何對於嗰個土地最佳使用的模式是完全是 align 同埋冇矛盾嚇。咁只不過就是話即係講到申請者嗰種 frustration， 即係我唔會感覺唔到嘅，即係只不過就係話，就算你畫，即係我覺得你就算畫咗個框都唔會解決咗你個 frustration 㗎喎。即係其實最緊要就係話，即係你一路去 share 呢個願景咁多年嚟，而係去到 Harbourfront Commission 呢個 level 已經揾到資源。同埋即係我哋都係一路增加，即係因為靠一班即係委員過去嘅 passion 同埋堅持去推動咗咁多嘢出嚟，而去到即係你本身有個資源，亦都係成立咗個 Harbour Office 去跟進一啲整體嘅嘢。你可以話 frustrated， 但其實我哋過去就係因為即係呢啲不停嘅 frustration 轉化為動力，都行咗好多步。咁所以如果你話跟返今次呢個個案，我只能夠講就係話，其實即係呢個 planning intention from 個 OZP 同埋 Harbourfront Commission 嘅 vision 同埋今次呢個 proponent 提出嘅嘢，三者沒有矛盾。咁所以我哋唔會向 Town Planning Board 話支持定反對呢個 proposal， 但係我哋唔會反對 proponent 拎依樣嘢入去 Town Planning Board 咯。咁至於你話點樣 realize， 其實最重要就係呢樣嘢最後點樣 realize 呢樣嘢就即係都係睇時機同埋即係睇下我哋夠唔夠即係韌力去鬥長命嘅啫，咁咪一路跟落去囉。我又唔信畫咗個框嗰件事就會發生，咁嗰個我相信就係咁樣樣。這個討論到這裡為止，我們都時間都差不多了。